There's a movement to make sure the nation's financial advisors look like the clients they serve. But for that to happen, there needs to be a larger number of financial advisors in the pipeline. Changing Economy reporter Leonid Inge tells us about a new partnership between Wells Fargo and Bennett College for Women.
Bennett College in Greensboro, North Carolina, is known for its formalities, and students often gather in the chapel, and that means singing the alma mater. The historically United Methodist institution began educating mostly African American women 90 years ago. President Rosalind Fuse Hall says she's working to continue the long tradition of learning at this women's college, but she wants her Bennett Bells to be more than book smart. She wants them to be pocketbook smart.
And we always talk about, you know, the wealth, generation wealth passing on, and yet we never talk about how we do that and how we make changes.
So when Wells Fargo reached out to the college, Fuse Hall didn't hesitate to forge a relationship.
Well, if I could say that I'm over the moon about this partnership, that wouldn't be an exaggeration.
With the help of Wells Fargo advisors and the Securities Training Corporation, Bennett College is offering its first general securities class to introduce students to financial services as a career option. Diane Gabriel is president of Wealth Management, Wells Fargo Advisor Solutions, based in St. Louis. She says most financial advisors are in their late 50s with thoughts of retirement.
If we're going to ensure that there are enough financial advisors to take those seats, we need to make sure that we're getting to them young, getting to them often, and having them partner with existing teams to show them that they can be their succession plan.
Gabriel says two-thirds of women have said they would like to work with a female financial advisor, but they can't find them.
And so in the 35 years that I've been in the industry, the percentage of female financial advisors in the early 80s was about 10 to 11%. Today, 15 to 16%. So we haven't moved the needle enough.
Gabriel says this is their first partnership with a historically black college or university, and it won't be their last. She says they plan on moving the needle by partnering with as many as 10 HBCUs. David Snyder is the executive vice president of the Securities Training Corporation. Snyder says he constantly hears about the 250,000 financial advisors retiring in the next decade, and he applauds Wells Fargo, Allstate, and other companies for starting these new courses at schools like Bennett.
The corporations recognize that females and minorities are two areas that are totally underserved in our industry, and I think this is a bold statement.
Snyder says in the past 2 years, 30 colleges and universities now offer a general securities course. He says hundreds of students will have completed the course this school year.
Well, finance is not my first love.
Danae Young is a graduating senior at Bennett College. Young may not love finance, but the New Jersey native is hoping for a career in management or human resources and signed up for the new general securities class anyway.
When I heard about the opportunity, I was like, the opportunity to graduate with a license and to pass the Series 7 exam, that would make me really competitive when I graduate. So I was like, why not jump on the opportunity?
Yes, the course prepares students for the infamous General Securities Representative Exam, more commonly known as the Series 7 exam. The 6-hour, 250-question test can scare some people away. If this new general securities course takes off, financial houses from Charles Schwab to Wells Fargo say they're on their way to growing advisors, and that includes advisors who mirror their customers. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.